Someone asked me if they can catch a mouse in a glue trap on Shabbos or Yom Tov with a trap that was set before Yom Tov. And if so, if they catch the mouse and they hear the mouse in the mouse trap, and it's alive, can anything be done on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So the Mishnah in Shabbos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, cites a machlokas, a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether you can start a process of a malacha that you start the process before Shabbos or Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says you have to finish the process. Let's say you're soaking dyes. So they have to be, your coloring. So he feels that you have to finish the dyeing process before sunset on Friday, because he holds that there's a prohibition of what's called, there's a requirement of Shvisas Kalim, that you can't, your Kalim, you can't start a process before Shabbos and then continue it on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel allows you to do your Maisa, your action, before Shabbos, even if part of it takes effect, not due to anything that you've done on Shabbos itself. There's some exceptions, but that's generally the rule. And based on this, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Nun Beis Seif Aleph states, Mutar Lifros Mitzudas Chayav Ofus V'Dagim Behem Nitzan B'Shabbos. You're allowed to set traps on Erev Shabbos for animals, and if they're trapped on Shabbos, that's fine. You didn't do anything wrong. Regarding a trapping issue, that's not a problem if you set the traps before Shabbos or Yom Tov. What about muksa? Can you remove the trap with the mouse on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, Simon Shin Ches If Lamentes, it says that behema chayv of any type of living creature, animal, certainly that would include a mouse, is muksa. There's a discussion whether pets now are muksa. That's not our discussion now, but the simple understanding is that animals and certainly insects are definitely muksa. So how can you move it if it's muksa? So the Mishnah Brura in Simon, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shinches Sif Lamadal speaks about something called the Grav Shel Re'i, something that's very disgusting. It's muksa, but it's very disgusting. So you're allowed to remove it even directly. And Mishnah Brura actually gives the example based on the Gemara. It says, Achbar Meis Nimsa Mutalatzia Biyadai Mitam Grav Shel Re'i. You can actually move a dead mouse that you find. You're allowed to move it directly because it's like a Grav Shel Re'i. It's something disgusting. And that's there's a heter to move that, and it's not subject to the prohibitions of muksa on Shabbos, certainly. So certainly if you find that if let's say a mouse is trapped somewhere and it's not near you and you don't sense it, you don't see it, you don't hear it, so that's probably not a Grav Shel Re'i. But if it's in front of you, you hear it, then it's making some noise and you hear it and it's very gross to you, so then presumably you would be allowed to remove it on Shabbos or Yom Tov itself. Would you be allowed to kill the mouse? Maybe you'll say it's Tsar Bali Chaim, you're causing pain to the mouse, you should be allowed to kill it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The problem is, there's a prohibition of Shechita, that you're not allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos. And certainly, so therefore it would be prohibited to kill the mouse. There is a discussion, would you be allowed to kill it on Yom Tov? So that maybe you can kill on Yom Tov. What would the rationale be? There's in Sefer Melachim Om Nayach, Rav Zilberstein cites Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who thought that maybe you can kill flies or bugs that are causing you pain or they're annoying you. And the rationale, it's based on Mitoch. What's Mitoch? That we're saying that since Torah permitted Shechita on Yom Tov for the purpose of eating, so maybe Shechita, killing an animal or an insect, is applied even Shelo Letzarach, even not for the purpose of eating. That's the principle of Mitoch. The question is whether that's a good rationale. Some poskim say that this is only true. Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a piece on this in Mincha Shlomo Tinyana, Beis Gimel Simon Samech, where he thinks that this may only, that the mitoch only works where there's a positive benefit. That even if it's not for the purpose of eating, on Yom Tov, so there has to be some kind of positive benefit as opposed to the removal of a disturbance. Here, you're killing the insect to remove a disturbance. There's no positive benefit, it's just removing of something negative, so maybe the principle of mitoch doesn't apply. So it's a questionable. So definitely on Shabbos, and probably also on Yom, maybe also on Yom Tov, I would say that if you can trap the mouse, you put the trap out before Shabbos or Yom Tov, and then if it's making noises on Shabbos or Yom Tov and it's causing a tremendous disturbance, you can put the mouse with the trap in a plastic bag, leave a little air so you don't definitely kill the mouse immediately, and you put the bag in the garbage can outside. That would be the prudent way to deal with this halachically.